بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم قوله لمسلم يا كافر. This is the next chapter, that it is haram to call a Muslim a kafir. That somebody who is a Muslim and you call him a kafir, this is totally haram. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قَالَ الرَّجُلْ لِأَخِيهِ يَا كَافِرْ. If a person says to his fellow Muslim brother, O kafir, يَا أَحَدُهُمَا فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِهَا أَحَدُهُمَا. Then this title, just what you had called him a kafir, one of the two become a kafir. فَإِنْ كَانَ كَمَا قَالَ. If that person is a kafir, he has done something wrong and is a disbeliever, then it goes on him. وَإِلَّا رَجَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ. Otherwise, if that title comes back to him, for calling him a kafir, that title comes back to you, and you are such. The hadith means that incorrectly labeling a believer as a disbeliever will cause the person who made that, who gave that title to become a disbeliever. That is, if you call somebody a kafir and he is not a kafir, then that thing will return back to you. If he considered his designation as permissible, that is, in that condition that he regarded it is permissible for that to call him a kafir. That is, that he regarded iman, na'uzu billah, as kufr. And that person has got iman in him. And then he calls him a kafir, and he, like the pagans of Makkah Sharif before the advent of Islam, they, na'uzu billah, they should call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a sabi. Sabi means that a person who is renegated from his deen, who has changed his deen. So their deen was the deen of their forefathers, idol worship. So they say he has gone against them. And so they called him that he's like a non-believer. But not a non-believer, he believed in Allah, non-believer in the idols, non-believer in the other things. So if somebody regards iman as wrong, and he calls that person a kafir because he feels Islam is not the right religion, and it is wrong, na'uzu billah, then that person becomes a kafir. That is, he regarded iman as disbelief. It could also mean that his words do not harm the believer. If he calls a Muslim a kafir, then it doesn't harm that person. He's a Muslim, he is a Muslim. It does not harm him at all. He is a proper Muslim, he remains a proper Muslim. But will result in him committing an act of disbelief. By calling him a kafir, then he will have done an act which is of disbelief, of kufr. An Abi Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, annahu sami'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, man da'a rajulam bil kufr, a person who calls somebody a disbeliever, or call adu Allah, or he says that person who is a believer is the enemy of Allah Ta'ala. Walaysa kadhalik, and that person is not like that. He has got iman, he is not the enemy of Allah, he is a good person. Illa hara alayhi, then that will revert to him. This what he called him, an enemy of Allah, a disbeliever, it will fall back on him. A Muslim can only be called a disbeliever if he unambiguously and explicitly utters a statement of disbelief. If a person openly makes a statement of disbelief or an act of disbelief, like he bows down in front of an idol, etc., he makes sajda at a grave, etc., openly, and he makes a statement of disbelief, then you can call him a disbeliever. Such as denying a fundamental of Islam as established in the Quran Sharif. If somebody, for example, denies there is no life in the year after, or unfortunately we have to consider that we have got iman on Allah, but shaitan plays a lot on us. And sometimes a person gets a doubt, does Allah exist or not? That doubt doesn't make him a disbeliever, he's still a believer. But if a person utters words like that, Or a person, like today unfortunately, a person says openly, I'm not a Muslim. Then of course that is different. But as long as a person regards himself as a Muslim and he hasn't said anything or done anything which is open kufr, you cannot call him a kafir. You can't address him as a kafir. Based on this hadith, one should be especially cautious of referring to another Muslim as a disbeliever or enemy of Allah Ta'ala. Because there is a possibility that if this title you have given him is false, it will be detriment to his own detriment. We will suffer the consequences. And this is very important that we control our tongue. The next chapter, Babul Nahi Anil Fuhshi wa Badha'il Lisan. This is a chapter on the prohibition of obscene and immoral speech. To be rude in one speech, to be harsh, to be swearing, etc., cursing all the time, this is not correct either. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laysa al-mu'min bit-ta'an. A Muslim is not one who taunts other people. Your fellow Muslim brother, and this happens a lot in the house with the wife, with the husband, everyone makes a mistake and then you taunt him, you like this, you told me this, you did that. All the time we're repeating it. Or somebody has made a guna, perhaps he has made tawbah. Now once the tawbah is made, the guna is off him. Now you still accuse him of that guna. That is not correct, because now he's clear of that guna. So we shouldn't taunt any person. Walla'an, and a Muslim is not one that curses other people. This is also found very commonly, especially amongst human folk. They just curse very easily. And they curse the children also, they curse the husband also. This is not correct either. Walla'l-fahish, walla'l-badhi. And a Muslim is not one who utters obscene and immoral speech. Swearing all the time, every second word is a swear word, all that type of speech, this is not permissible for a Muslim at all. This hadith was mentioned previously. It stresses upon the importance of guarding the tongue from immoral speech. It also teaches us that a believer is one whose character is noble and not obscene and offensive. This always fighting, arguing, shouting, etc., that is not the way of a true believer. A true believer should be composed and calm, choose his words carefully. We have to correct the children, we have to correct the wife, other people, but we don't use obscene speech, we don't swear, we don't curse, and we don't make baddua for anyone. That's not how a believer is. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma kana al-fuhshu fi shay'in illa shanuhu. That immodesty, in whatever thing immodesty is, it spoils that thing. That is, when a person is immodest in his speech, you might be giving advice to somebody. You might be doing something good, but if you, this immodest speech, the swearing words, cursing, taunting, etc., it spoils it completely. وَمَا كَانَ الْحَيَاءُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. And if modesty is found in anything, it will just leave it beautiful. That is, a person speaks carefully, uses his tongue carefully, properly, it brings beauty. And immodesty, it's ugly, dirty. Nobody likes that you must be swearing, shouting, etc. And the same thing you could have said in a nice way, and it will become a very good thing. May Allah give us tawfiq wa afiyat.